Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this podcast is called Sheep in a Tin Bath. Last week, my wife and I holidayed in Devon, a land of stunning scenery and spectacular ice cream, but more about that another time. A visit to the Museum of North Devon in Barnstable yielded a photograph which I've put on my blog at Blogspot. If you look at MCCX, you'll see the photo there. And the photograph is of two Devonian shepherds dragging a sheep along in a tin bath. It's a black and white picture from, I don't know, back in the 70s, I think. What's that sheep doing in a tin bath, and why are those two shepherds dragging it along? I don't know the context. Perhaps the sheep was ill, having a difficult labour, or, well, simply stubborn. I don't think we'll ever know. But what is clear is that the shepherds did whatever was necessary to take the sheep where it needed to go. I was reminded of the passage in Luke 15, verses 4 to 7, where Jesus tells this story. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. In the Palestine parable, the shepherd carried his sheep, while in the North Devon photograph, the shepherds dragged their sheep in the tin bath. In fact, looking at the two shepherds in Devon, they don't actually look up to carrying that particular sheep. But the end result is the same, whether carried or dragged in a tin bath. This lost, needy sheep was rescued. And perhaps the main point is that, from what Jesus is saying, that he will do whatever it takes to reach us and take us to, well, safety. When was the last time you brought to mind all the things Jesus did to rescue you? Perhaps it would be a helpful thing, spiritually, to spend a prayer time in grateful reflection about what Jesus has done. I'm guessing it will reconnect you with the joy of the friends and the neighbours in the parable and the rejoicing hordes of heaven. Whether you are on the shoulders or in the tin bath, why not sing a song of joy? For the shepherd has come and we're safe again. I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.